This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people wondered, and I got the question over the weekend with the amount of rain that we got Sunday into Monday, is fire danger a whole lot better?
Well, when we look back at how dry April and May were, anything we were going to get was going to be beneficial. When they forecast this stuff, it's hard to tell, ahead of time how much we're going to get. But, looking across the district at the different stations, pretty much we got at least 3/4 of an inch district wide. And there's a couple stations that got well over an inch. So in the short term, this is going to make a huge difference for us in terms of fire danger. Right now, a lot of the fires have been spreading through the dry grass and stuff like that. So, we're going to get a couple days of reprieve before things warm back up. Looking at the long term situation, though, it's not going to make much of a difference. You look back to where we were last year at this time, we had a pretty substantial rainstorm go through, and then we had a pretty busy fire season after that. So we're still anticipating a busy fire season coming up.
Now, we were expecting to get about 1/10 of an inch of rain in Roseburg. We got about 3/4 of an inch, like you mentioned. And so that kind of caught people off guard. You don't see immediate changes in how things look, but it definitely soaked in a bit.
Yeah, it did. And, one of the big factors that drives our fires is what we call those 1,000-hour fuel moisture readings. And that's the woody material that's 3 to 8 inches in diameter. And, prior to this last rainstorm, we were, basically bottoming out at record lows for those readings since early on in May. So that has definitely come up, but we're still below where we should be for this time of year. And we're considerably lower in our 1,000-hour fuels from where we were last year.
Now, looking ahead, things start to slowly heat up. We're into the low 80s by tomorrow, upper 80s later in the week, then Sunday, Monday, into the mid-90s.
Yep, so that's something we're definitely keeping our eye on. Again, this can be very deceiving after we get a pretty good shot of rain. Those grasses and small twigs and stuff like that only take an hour or two to dry out to the point after rainstorms to burn again. So we could potentially see fire in those dry fuel or those dry grasses at any point now.
And I noticed on the national outlook, there were places like Arizona, and I think it was mainly in the Southwest, where they were talking about like records and a lot of heat right now.
I'm glad they're getting that and not us at this point. Like I said earlier, we've been very busy with fire since, mid-April, chasing fire after fire. So this has been a great reprieve for our firefighters, kind of a pause, catch our breath. We've been able to get a lot of our stuff cleaned up, getting prepared for what's coming ahead, right in the middle of a training season right now. So there's a lot going on for us.
So talk about that training. What kinds of things go on behind the scene to get folks ready to be firefighters?
Yeah, so, yesterday was our returning firefighters. They came back, went through a refresher class, and then we've got a number of classes for those individuals, everything from driver's training to more advanced fire behavior classes and, specific, it could be a crew boss class or an engine boss class. And then next week will be our basic fire school for all of our new firefighters. And that's a week-long class that covers everything from, classroom stuff. It covers fire behavior and tools to a first aid class. And then the last day is out in the field actually applying everything that they learned over the course of the week. So there's a lot that takes place. And really our training season, if you would call it, lasts about, 3 weeks or so.
Now, did you get the level of crew numbers that you were hoping for so far?
I think we have a handful of openings left in our Caneyville office, but overall, we're sitting much better than what we were looking a couple weeks ago. I believe our positions here in Roseburg and Drain have filled up, and we're moving forward to do good things.
And what's the average age range of people doing this kind of work?
Typically, we've relied on those college students for a number of years because it's just a really good fit with their schedule when they're home from school. But, we've had everybody, from 18 years old to, 50 or 60. It just depends on, if they can pass that PAC test and if this is something that they want to do either as a seasonal or full-time job.
Now, are you still having issues with people doing debris burns?
things were doing pretty good up until we saw this little rain shower come through. And you know, whenever we see those rains hit, people kind of let their guard down on fire danger. And we always hear, well, it's not going to go anywhere. It's wet. And, you know, at the time, you're probably correct. The issue is those debris piles that aren't extinguished and they're left to smolder. And we see that every time. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have one or two pop up here in the coming days where somebody got something in underneath the radar and let it sit there and sit and smolder before the hot temperatures come back. So probably something we'll see in the coming days.
What are some of the restrictions people need to remember as we are in this time of year?
Yeah, so the public use restrictions are in effect. So the big key one there, obviously, is debris burning, which is not allowed, as I just mentioned. From there, you know, the activities really haven't changed from previous years. So mowing dry grass, non-industrial power saw use, cutting, grinding, welding metal, and other power-driven machinery is all tied to the fire danger. So it's important that people, you know, monitor what the fire danger is and make sure that they stay current with that as we move over the course of the summer and the fire danger increases or decreases.
All right, Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
KQEN News Time 840. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.